This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What role is friends supposed to play in biblical prophecy? And looking at the conditions of friends today, can we kind of see where friends is going? Does the Bible have anything to say about France? And does it give us any indication as to how far advanced in prophecy we are when it comes to the country of France? Now, many biblical scholars are telling us that in all likelihood, France is a descendant of ancient Reuben, one of the sons of Jacob or Israel, and we'll go into that in a few moments. But first, I'd like to give you a brief overview as to what we are seeing and experiencing in France today and its relationship towards Europe and the United States of America. Here's an article by AFP, a French website, dated October 19, 2013, saying this. France Constitutional Council ruled on Friday that the country's mayors cannot refuse to officiate at same-sex weddings, rejecting a bid by a group of mayors who claimed gay marriage went against their moral or religious beliefs. The Constitutional Council's ruling followed an appeal by mayors and registrars opposed to France's controversial bill legalizing same-sex marriages, which came into effect in May this year. They argued that the same-sex marriage bill should have included a freedom of conscience clause, giving officiators a right not to carry out same-sex marriages if it conflicts with their personal, religious, or moral beliefs. But the council, France's highest legal authority, rejected this argument in its ruling on Friday morning. And then it goes on to say that in France, and of course I like to add as well as in Germany and in many other European countries, marriages can only be made official by state authorities. In other words, a religious marriage is not legal in most European countries, including France. But what is interesting about this article is that religious conviction, personal conviction, doesn't seem to play a role anymore in France, at least when it comes to governmental officials. Now, here's an article by Der Spiegel Online, dealing with the ongoing controversy and scandal regarding the immigration law and deportations in France. This says that French Interior Minister Manuel Valls on Sunday defended his decision to deport a 15-year-old Roma girl and her family to Kosovo after they lost their bid for asylum. The deportation was prompted and has prompted calls for the minister's resignation. Valls, the point person on immigration policy in François Hollande's socialist government, has been assailed in the French media ever since police detained Leonardo Ibrani in front of her classmates while on a field trip on October 9. Ibrani and the rest of her family, who were living in Libya in eastern France, were all flown to Kosovo that day. Thousands of secondary school students demonstrated in Paris and across the country last week against the government. The Interior Minister has taken a hard line on illegal immigration, causing a rift within his own center-left party. Valls argued last month that France's 20,000 Roma migrants were different and not capable of integrating into French society, suggesting they should be returned to their countries of origin. Hollande was criticized on both the left and the right for the move. It says that over 10,000 Roma, mostly from Romania, Bulgaria, and the former Yugoslavia, were forcefully evicted from informal settlements in France during the first half of 2013. And the French press is outraged, and the Le Figaro said that this is political bankruptcy. And we are not taking any position insofar as whether it was legal or illegal, or moral or immoral, to deport those persons. We are pointing out, however, that France, as well as Europe as a whole, seems to be becoming more and more a fortress, which has been prophesied in the Bible to occur. A fortress wielding incredible powers. Now, here's an article by the Associated Press showing the rocky relationship between France and Europe, on the one hand, and the United States of America, on the other hand. This says that the U.S. National Security Agency swept up 70.3 million French telephone records in a 30-day period, according to a newspaper report Monday that offered new details of the massive scope of the surveillance operation that has angered some of the country's closest allies. The French government summoned the U.S. ambassador for an explanation on Monday and renewed demands for talks on protection of personal data, as well as pledge that the surveillance would cease. It's interesting what the reaction of the other countries has been, like Germany. It says that German Chancellor Angela Merkel's government cancelled a Cold War-era agreement that allowed the US and Britain the authority to request German authorities to conduct surveillance operations within the country to protect their troops stationed there. I can understand the anger in France. You don't do that among partners. You don't do that among friends. That is why it is important that everything becomes clear what happened. That applies to France. It applies to other countries and also for Germany, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said on Monday. And Deutsche Welle added an interesting comment on October 22, 2013, reporting on Deutsche Telekom, which announced a plan to shield domestic internet traffic from foreign spying. The telecommunications giant aims to strengthen data privacy in Germany by preventing it from leaving its borders and opting instead to channel it through domestic servers only. Again, showing the development insofar as Fortress Europe is concerned. And it also shows the tremendous problems which exist between especially France and the United States of America. And of course, the assurances by the American government towards France that these things will be looked into and that it's really not a big deal are falling on deaf ears. They're not convincing to the French people and to the French government for that matter. And of course, the French government is already in a hot seat anyhow when it comes to the French people. So what we are seeing right now in France is a status of turmoil, a status of a willingness to make things different, to create a situation which is away, going away from the United States and going closer towards Europe. And of course, we have been talking about a leadership which is run by Germany and has been run by Germany in Europe for many, many years, but with the support of France. Now, some have suggested that perhaps France will not play a major role in the future, saying that France, being a descendant of Reuben, is an Israelite country from that standpoint, and therefore will not be part of a quote-unquote Gentile European Confederacy of 10 nations or groups of nations. I personally do not believe that that is a biblical conclusion. We have produced a booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. It's a completely free booklet, and you are most certainly welcome to ask for your free copy, and we'll be happy to send it to you, the 10 European Revivals, that's all you need to ask for. And of course, in this booklet, we point out that one of the 10 European Revivals was, in fact, the French Empire under Napoleon. And so it has happened before, and even though the last revival of the European or Roman Empire, which is going to happen in Europe under German leadership, will not necessarily be following the dictates of France, but it's nevertheless very likely that France will be part of it and will play a leading role, even though it is going to be under Germany, as the Bible clearly shows. Now, Reuben, as you will recall from the Bible, was the firstborn son of Leah, Jacob's first wife. Now, of course, Jacob was tricked into marrying Leah. He actually wanted to marry Rachel, and you remember that story. So, but Reuben was Leah's firstborn son, and as such, was the one who should have gotten and received the birthright. But he committed sexual activities with Bilhah, who was Rachel's maid. And when Jacob found out about it, he became so angry with Reuben that he took the birthright away from him and gave it to Rachel's firstborn son, Joseph. And so Joseph now has received the birthright and has had the birthright ever since. It is interesting, of course, this story is talked to us about and told us in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, but it is interesting what Jacob said to Reuben when he made this pronouncement, when he found out about Reuben's transgressions. And you read this in Genesis chapter 49 and verse 4, where it is said that Reuben is unstable as water, and that Reuben shall not excel. Now again, this is of course in reference to, in relationship with the birthright, but looking at the prophecy today, because it was a prophecy for the end time, it is clearly stated that Reuben or France will not excel when it comes to the United States of Europe. It will not be leading the United States of Europe. It will be led by the United States of Europe, by Germany. But it will have a part to play in this, and therefore we should look at France. Now, France is an influential country in Europe, and whatever happens in France will have ramifications for the rest of Europe. So what we are seeing there, the fact that conscience is being questioned, that the immigration policy is now related to those who are not welcome in the country, all of this will be mirrored by the rest of Europe pretty soon, and Germany, as the forerunner of these developments, will make it very clear that you have a group of nations, 10 nations or groups of nations, and they will be led by Europe, and they will have a hostile, very hostile relationship with the United States of America. This booklet, The 10 European Revivals, is telling you a lot more about it. It is telling you what is going to happen in the near future and what you need to know, because when these things are occurring, the return of Christ is very near. Thank you very much for listening, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.